Looking for a way to enjoy the great outdoors, socially distanced, and staying local? You might consider hopping on a boat. Lots of people apparently had the same idea since the pandemic took hold last year, sparking a crush of boat orders. But some worry about what all those rookie boaters means for safety out on the water. WBUR's Allie Jarmaning has more.
We start this story on land, where a lot of wannabe boat owners are stuck this year. In a normal year, drivers passing Ed Lofgren's 3A Marine in Hingham would see a parking lot filled with boats. Brand new fishing boats, center consoles, cabin cruisers. But this past year has been anything but normal.
And now there's zero new boats.
All Lofgren has left on his lot is one solitary used boat.
It's a 24-foot Robalo center console fishing boat with a motor and a trailer, and it's probably worth around $80,000.
Call it another side effect of the pandemic. More people than ever want the fun and social distancing of boating. Boat sellers say they saw a 13-year high in boat sales last year, and 2021 is on pace to surpass that. But while demand has swelled, supply has dried up because of factory closures and problem shipping parts. Inventory has been so tight that even 84-year-old Ed Lofgren has been left high and dry. He usually gets a new boat every year from a manufacturer, but not this year.
Well, the boat seller has no boat.
The crush of sales has also meant a surge of first-time boat owners, and that can worry Lofgren.
People can take a new boat and go out in the water and get in trouble because they don't know how to operate it.
More people on the water has led to more accidents. The Coast Guard reports a 25% jump from 2019 to 2020 nationwide. In Massachusetts, Coast Guard data show the number of incidents has remained steady, but both injuries and deaths are up. Just in July, a Somerville woman was killed when the boat she was in crashed into a navigational marker in Boston Harbor. Boaters who do get in trouble have to call for help. And if they're on the South Shore, they might reach Ethan Moss at CTOW, which is like AAA, but for boats.
There are more people on the water who don't have as much experience, and it has caused problems.
New boaters are twice as likely to run out of fuel or run aground, CTOW says. Both are mistakes that Moss says are easily avoided.
I think if more people were trained in being safe boaters, it would reduce not only the accidents and fatalities, but also the more routine breakdowns.
Marshfield Harbor Master Mike DeMeo spends a lot of his time on the water trying to ward off these kinds of issues. DeMeo's job as harbor master includes a bunch of duties, from overseeing the harbor dredging project to responding to rescue calls. He's also a police officer who keeps an eye on boaters like his fellow officers watch drivers on the road. On a recent Friday afternoon, he motored out of Green Harbor and hit the gas.
All right, coming up. That's it, we're on patrol.
And just like officers patrolling the highways, DeMeo can cite boat operators for reckless behavior at the helm. But he says he prefers warnings.
A lot of it's not like writing tickets and all that stuff. Sometimes you have to, but if you can educate somebody and if they're going to do the right thing, to me, that's even better.
Still, he sees a lot of nonsense. People anchoring in channels, sort of like parking in the middle of a busy road. Forgetting to wear life jackets, which aren't actually required of adults in Massachusetts, but highly recommended. And he can spot a rookie captain or a group that might run into trouble right away.
Six people are drinking a beer and one person is driving the boat and everybody else is like clueless of what's going on. Things like, little clues like that.
It's one reason why DeMeo supports a bill to require boat owners to take a class to get a boater safety certificate. As it stands now, Massachusetts is one of the few states where boaters don't need any training or a license to operate a boat.
I'm a strong advocate of having a boating license, some kind of boating class to make you a more prudent mariner. Even if you learn one thing in a boating class, if that one thing saves your life, then, you know, it's a good thing.
Back on land, that one used boat at 3A Marine didn't last long. It sold within 2 days. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmaning.